Stop 1, Grau Station, La Pandarola Square, Grau de Castelló. The route of the Pandarola starts at the first station to be built, due to its strategic location next to the port of Grau de Castelló. The reason was that a large part of the products being transported were exported from here, but also because the materials needed to continue with the railway's construction were offloaded here too. This was both the point of origin and terminus for the tram, with a surface area of 10,143 square metres, 12.13 square yards, and featuring all the auxiliary elements. A passenger building with ground floor and first floor, a platform, shed platform for goods, water tank, machine tank, depots, and a warehouse. Some buildings are still preserved today, albeit with different uses, and an engine and wagon are even on display as part of the area's decor. In addition, the latest renovation of the park occupying the station site has reproduced some of the rail tracks on the pavement. In photos from the time, we see that some of these tracks had a third rail to accommodate machines that came in for repairs from other companies using different track widths. This is a technical solution that today is used in several sections of the so-called Mediterranean corridor to ensure compatibility between Iberian gauge trains and the AVE, high-speed trains. In 1934, a project was drafted to build the station inside the port on the eastern dock, but the proposal never moved forward because the land was owned by the port authority. There was, however, a connection between El Grau station and the port through Baleares Street and Paseo Buena Vista, which allowed convoys to access a stop located next to the present-day casino, where goods, especially oranges and tiles, were transferred to the ships. In summer, this stop was also used to bring passengers to the beach. Track installation began on the 4th of June, 1888, with traffic tests carried out on the 18th of July and the official inauguration of the section to Castelló on the 13th of August. In that first year of operations, a first-class ticket cost 0.55 pesetas and second-class was 20 cents less, so 0.35 pesetas. Both types would be less than 1 euro cent today. What would a passenger on La Pandarola see? From El Grau to Castelló, the tracks traced a straight line for 4.2 kilometres, 2.61 miles approximately, which in 1888, according to reports, crossed lush countryside replete with orange trees, wheat, vineyards, orchards and farmhouses. The route is still visible today as the Hermanos Bo Avenue bicycle lane. Halfway between the two towns, the El Ingenio crossing was inaugurated in 1952. At this site, the ascending and descending trams crossed, allowing up to 52 daily transits, and even up to one train passing every 15 minutes, such as on that record-breaking day mentioned earlier with 140 transits and more than 27,000 passengers. At the access point to Castelló on Hermanos Bo Avenue, the road passed almost adjacent to the orange warehouses, of which only a few are still standing, now converted into shops and businesses. Castelló Station was located in the present-day Borul Square, with its terminus building located on the corner of Hermanos Bo Avenue and Gobernador Street. Now let's head into Castelló, more specifically to Borul Square, to find the next five stops.